I don't know if he comes back because he has to or if he comes back because he likes to. What do you think?
I think it's 90-10.
102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Gurney's got it. And, of course, we have a mayor, the one and only Tom Hood. What's going on, Tom?
Well, quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I come back because I like you guys, and you do a great job for Gurney. Every Thursday we get an opportunity to highlight one of our businesses, and I get to talk every once in a while, so thanks.
Well, we love having you. It's always a great time with Tom, and you have been busy. Gurney's been busy in the past year. I feel like there have been several new businesses that have opened up here.
There's been a lot. A couple things that we do what one of the things called is Tom's Tours, where we go out and visit businesses to give them a chance to bring out social media and have an opportunity to meet with them. And some of the new businesses are, they seem more like food oriented this year, I guess, is like Crumble Cookies or Lumel Nottis. There's a lot of other ones that have come online that really are very enjoyable. So, yeah.
Cooper's Hawk, I went there for the first time on Monday.
Is it open now?
It's open. And not everyone's like, oh, you're the first time in Gurney. And I was like, no, the first time ever. I had never been to a Cooper's Hawk. It was really cool.
Really, it's a very a popular place.
Yep.
It's located right on the end of Grand Avenue. Actually, it was a neat combination between CLC doing an advanced technology center down there, and they also sold an outlot to Cooper's Hawk. And Cooper's Hawk is really well known. Talked to the owner when we were doing that, and they have a wine club there that has more than 600,000 members. So,
wow,
quite popular.
And then there's some new ones coming soon as well, right?
There are. So there's Restaurant Depot is coming. It's like a Sam's for its wholesale and also some retail that's located right behind the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Restaurant Depot is like going to Sam's or Costco on crack.
Really?
Oh my gosh, they're amazing.
I've never even heard of that before.
They're amazing.
It is. So there's really Discount Tires. The old Krispy Kreme got knocked down, and some people weren't too happy that it's now a Discount Tire. They would like to have another donut place, I think. So, yeah. Or a chicken place or a mattress store.
Because we don't have those.
Yeah, right. People aren't asking for those. They're asking for Trader Joe's, actually. That's our probably most common request. And we asked Trader Joe's. We've asked them, and they say, you guys don't quite fit our demographic, but it doesn't stop us from asking.
Yeah. Now, supporting small businesses, something that Gurney has continued to do. I feel like the whole small business thing really highlighted during the pandemic. But can you tell me a little bit about what you've awarded to those small businesses?
Yeah, we've worked on capital grants. So currently we've given away more than $300,000 to small businesses in up to $10,000 increments. And basically what we're trying to do is when they have a project that fits into the parameters that we set out, then we award them that money. And it just has helped small businesses, especially coming out of COVID, to give them a boost.
And people can still apply for that.
They can. It's still open, looking for businesses in town that would be interested. And they always can contact us to find out about those grants.
Cool. Now, being the holiday season, a lot going on here in Gurney. How can people celebrate?
So Santa just came to Gurney Mills.
Saw him yesterday.
That's right.
I did. Were you here?
I was not.
Okay.
I was not.
I was gonna say,
you always wonder.
You?
It's like the Gurney Police Department escorts Santa into town. So it's like a big deal. So that's a fun way. Gurney Mills always does a great job. Gurney in particular on December 8th has the holiday train is coming. 3 p.m. is it start. It's on Old Grand and Depot Road, and the train comes around 5 p.m. And then right after that, you can walk on down Old Grand Avenue, and there's a place for our Christmas tree lighting, where there'll be food trucks and other entertainment. So this is the second year we've been doing the Christmas tree lighting. The Chamber of Commerce is really behind the holiday train. They do a great job with petting zoo and other things up on the up by Depot Road.
There's so much stuff that people could enjoy, along with, you know, Gurney Mills, Santa coming here. There's going to be the photos with Santa through Christmas Eve, and then, you know, he's got to head back home. And then Great Wolf Lodge has something going on this year, too.
They do. They have a winter wonderland. They always do a great job of decorating up there. And whether you're at the water park or whether you just come in and stay, and then they have, especially for the little ones, they have a lot of entertainment that they do there. So it's a great opportunity for a lot of people to be involved. And they've done a great job of, they also have conference areas and things like that up there. So it's a fun place to be.
Now, Gurney always has goals for growth and accomplishments. I mean, growth, definitely. You could see from all of the businesses that have opened in Gurney and are coming to Gurney this year. What are some of the highlights, though?
So some of the highlights financially to start with, we've done really well. The Fire Station 3 was something that came online just about a year and a half ago. And it was a $6 million project approximately, and we just paid off the debt in full this year.
Oh, wow.
So quite a quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. So we've been really blessed by the businesses in town that contribute through sales tax. Gurney doesn't have a property tax that we contribute to like most cities do. So to us, the businesses are super important. And whether you're a small business or whether you're a chain or whether you're a hotel, all those make a big difference to us because without them, we'd be having to be put in a situation where we would have to add to the property tax. So it's a big difference. We also have canines. We're new this year for those that like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We lost, you'd say, our two canines retired to Arizona. How about that?
That's like, that's like
jealous of a dog.
Oh, my gosh. They do it just the way you old people do it, too.
Exactly.
I look at Wes when I say that because he's constantly talking about moving somewhere warm.
Yep. There you go. Well, these canines made it there. And so the big three, we call it. It's a Great Wolf, Six Flags, and Gurney Mills all contributed to having the two canines.
Yeah.
And they're really an awesome deterrent. A lot of times it's people talk about our dogs and whether they're finding elderly people or whether they're locating criminals or just a deterrent for people that just don't like dogs that much.
Yeah.
It's been a really good ad, so.
And then I was talking to one of the police officers yesterday here at Gurney Mills, and he said that you guys got the Flock camera system, and what a great, he was like, it makes, you know, my life busier, but it's actually been great for, you know, solving crime.
It has, it has. If you talk to the policemen, it's like kids in a candy shop, literally, is that they actually are catching criminals. They used to say, well, we'd file the criminal report, and we'd have no idea where they went. And now these cameras that actually take pictures of license plates and actually the car itself. So you can put into this computer and say, I want a blue van with a dent on the front end. And it pulls up three blue vans and they can track them down. And they've had just such great success. It's like when you talk to them, it's like, I'm so excited.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah,
this works. It works.
When Kelsey from the mall was telling me about that, they had that, I was like, paranoid of driving in here, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm good, but man, I don't know why it makes me paranoid.
I told you I have
a
reoccurring dream where I end up in prison, and I'm just waiting, like I'm like on pins and needles. I've never been to prison. I might have stayed the night behind bars, but never been to prison. I'm just kidding. And then panhandling, want to mention that because I feel like that's a big topic that people are talking about.
It is. So this last year and a half, we've had a big effort towards working with them from a compassionate side to see what needs they have. And then on the other side, if it's just a straight up business, to have them move along.
Mm-hmm.
So we have signage, and the police officers have been really good in terms of working with them. So there's been a pretty significant decrease in panhandling in town. Still some here and there, but it just isn't a place that sometimes harassing shoppers, things like that.
Yeah.
Just not something we want to see happen. So it's been a good change. Still an issue that we're staying on top of.
Yeah. I actually had a situation the other day where, well, I'm going to tell this story here about 8 o'clock, so you'll have to wait for that. Tom, what are some of the upcoming strategic plans that you have?
There's a few things that we're working on. There's a from a economic sustainability standpoint and also a environment sustainability standpoint. From our environment, we're really concerned and want to stay on top of that. And we have a committee that focuses on that. So they're focusing on recycling. They're focusing on making sure that we stay in the top. We're in the top 100 in the entire country of being in a place where this environment sustainability stays, and it's something that we're really proud of, but it's something that we have to focus on, because otherwise you get stuck doing business and you're thinking, well, whoever pays attention to that? And it's like, we have to pay attention to our environment. So we try to encourage our residents to do the same, and we've been really successful so far in doing that and looking forward to doing that some more.
That's awesome. And then you guys also, Coffee with the Mayor is coming up. So in case there's anything that you want to tell to our mayor here, Mr. Tom Hood, you could give him your feedback this Saturday.
Right. December 3rd, right, this Saturday here in Gurney Mills at Starbucks. try to every 2 months be able to have a place where people can come out and talk to me, whether it's beer with the mayor, whether it's coffee with the mayor. I had hot dog with the mayor. It's like any and, way that someone can do that.
And you buy the Starbucks coffee.
That's correct. That's correct.
Do you imagine? This is why
can I get
never
a cold brew?
Sure. only for you.
I can never be a politician because you know how people like to tell us how to do our jobs different?
Yeah.
I'd be like, buy them a coffee, and they'd be like, you know what you should do different? I'm like, I didn't ask you. So mayorhood's so much better than me because I'm like, yeah, never mind.
Unless maybe you shouldn't run for office, right? Yeah, that's right. Yes. You got your perfect spot. You're right here, and no one's picking on you. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they pick on them. Now, if you want to get more information about everything going on, you could follow the Village of Gurney on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm sure you do all of the social media handlings, right?
I do not. Okay. It's a good thing I don't.
Right.
But there is the place to get updates on all Village events. Did we miss anything? I know that this is a lot of information, but is there anything else that you want to say?
Merry Christmas, and just really thankful for all the employees at the Village of Gurney that they really make my job easier. So I really appreciate how they contribute, and especially to all the businesses, like I said, that work hard. They made it through COVID and really have been a very successful place to be. So thankful to be in the Village of Gurney and thankful for you guys.
Thank you.
To let us bring this out and let people know what's going on.
And we are thankful for you, Tom. Before we let you go, Gurney Go To is?
I have a couple of friends in town that I went to high school with. So I'd say Saludos and Backyard Steak Pit that I went to high school with. So there's a lot of other restaurants in town that I really enjoy. I'm a big restaurant guy, mm-hmm. but I'd say those two have a special place in my heart just because I've known them almost all my life.
My husband took out something from the fridge and he was like, what is this? And I was like, that is chicken. It's been marinating for 2 days. He's like, in what? I was like, Saludo's dressing, but because it's green, it kind of like set him back for a second. He's like, you marinated it? I was like, it's a marinade to it. And it was delicious. Saludo's green dressing, if you never had it, Wes. On point.
Got it.
Merry Christmas, Tom. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you.